countries where the growth is still behind. And Romania, growth rate is negative this year. It's an improvement. We will record an improvement. We'll continue to go down, but however, the deceleration pace will decline compared to 2013. The point is that Romania is one of the few countries in the region which also will record a deceleration in the GDP growth. Romania has been one of the fast growing countries in 2013, was growing at 2.6%, and the next year the growth rate will be 2.1%. So it's one of the few countries we're talking about acceleration. This is not true for Romania. So Romania was, 2013 was particularly strong because good agriculture, new facility, production facility. Nevertheless, still the growth rate is going to be mild. And this will have also a reflection on the lending side, where nevertheless, compared to the current deceleration, which is around -3, -4%, we forecast something which is below -0.9%. So however, it's an improvement. The point is that there is lack, there is no disposable income, so still the retail sector is deleveraging, so the reduction, there is a reduction of the indebtedness. On the corporate side, we will see an improvement, but until the economy also will not recover.
And I think that here what it comes into play, and very important, is the capability of the country to draw new funds. Where our bank is one of the major players with very high percentage, I think, of EU funds that are transacted through us. Nevertheless, I think Romania, together with other countries in the region, is not very active in attracting the EU funds that are available for the country. So in this particular situation, it's clear that we need to have all the players, which basically are government and intergovernment related parties, to play together with the private sector the right steps, take the right steps in order to make sure that more and more of these EU funds are channeled to the country. This is absolutely important. We have seen during the period 2009-2010-11 certain countries. And we can mention Poland, and I mention Poland because Poland has been probably the strongest country throughout the crisis being able to receive EU funds, and this has enabled the country to never have negative growth, even in the darkest days of the crisis. So this is important for everyone.